Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jay Flynn, who's Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Creating Your Space. Jay, how you doing?
Doing great. Good morning, Kemp.
Good to be with you. It's been a while since we've done an interview, and I'm remiss because this is a topic that should be front and center for most independent retailers. Let's give a little background. Creating Your Space is a premier developer of digital marketing tools. Not only do you build websites, but you build mobile websites. You work with your clients on social media, SEO, pay-per-click. Some of your client base, I mean, it's an illustrious group. You've got some NFA members. You've got some regional chains, or you got some mom-and-pop people. I mean, you've got the gambit, but your focus is independent retailers, right?
Absolutely. We offer the full range of online marketing tools specifically for flooring dealers, flooring and related services. That's our focus of our business. That's the industry we know. And from a technology standpoint, we begin with the website, but then provide a full range of online marketing tools to help drive traffic through that website and into the dealer stores.
Yeah, let me pivot off one thing you just said. You focus on floor covering. Dealers can talk to their local ad agency, and everybody's going to be able to say, oh yeah, we can do that for you. But it's better to use somebody like you because, for one thing, there's economies of scale. There's some back-end systems. There's some knowledge of the business that just makes sense for you to use somebody that knows the floor covering business to help you with your digital marketing, right?
Absolutely. For the same reason that we don't market to and provide services to other industries, could we make a website for a car dealer? Absolutely. But what we do, our knowledge, the tools and resources like our product catalog, our room visualization tools, and much more, all are catered to the flooring and related interior finish industries. So that's where we add value primarily for our customer base. So that's where we focus.
And let's talk about what people should be spending. I mean, I've been standing on a soapbox for a long time talking about if you're an independent retailer in the floor covering business, you need to be spending 5 to 6% of your top line revenue on promotion. And out of that, I think you and I both agree that maybe a little less than half of that should go toward digital marketing, right?
Absolutely. And what I will reinforce is that I never suggest to a dealer that all of their spend goes to online marketing versus traditional marketing. If they've been doing traditional marketing, they need to continue. They just need to balance it, and it needs to reflect what the consumer's shopping and research habits are. And as I think everybody knows that looks into it, it's changing every single year, and it's shifting towards online. So as you evaluate your advertising each year, it should shift. You know, a few years ago, I would have told you spend 20% on online marketing versus 80% traditional. Today, if you look at the averages, not just in our industry, but in retail, small business to medium-sized business retail, it should be a third to 40% online versus 60 to 65% traditional when you look at your mix of advertising.
Yeah. I mean, cause you know, these retailers, they want to reach the consumer. The consumer, as you know, there's statistics out there where you look, but the consumer, when they start to purchase floor cover in the first place that goes online, over 80% of them are getting well versed in floor covering before they ever go to the store, right?
Absolutely. And the dealers that are good at it are the ones that tie it together. You know, if you think about it, a billboard, you get 3 seconds. You know, a radio or a TV spot, you know, 15 to 30 seconds. You get just enough time to get your brand out there. But if you can get your brand with your website domain in the consumer's mind, and now they can go to your website and spend 5 to 10 minutes learning you, what you offer, how you differentiate from your competition, now you've used the traditional and the online together to give a stronger, longer-lasting impression to that consumer with a better opportunity to secure their business when they're ready to purchase.
And since 80% of the consumers are out there on the internet, your website needs to be more than just a picture of the front of your store, right?
Absolutely. I call that the online brochure, where you got the front of the store, and got a couple of your suppliers' names on there, and God forbid you're linking back there, sending the consumer away from your site. You want to keep them on your site. You want to educate them about your business. And think about it. If you are a consumer, and let's say you're interested in shoes, and you go to Nordstrom's, do you want to hear about the history of Nordstrom's? Do you want to see two or three pairs of shoes, or do you want to get sent back to Cole Haan's website? No. You want to see the shoes that are going to be available to you when you walk in the store to try them on, and you want to see a comprehensive overview of it. You know, the consumer doesn't want anything differently when they're looking for flooring. They want to see what's going to be available for them. They're not going to make that final decision and purchase it online. The data shows it's less than 1% of flooring purchases are made via e-commerce, but they are going to narrow down who they're going to shop from and narrow down and educate themselves on the products that they want. So when they come into the store, they are better prepared to purchase.
Okay. So before we run out of time, what we mentioned a minute ago, the mix of components that fall into this category of digital marketing, but it's the standard website, it's the mobile website, it's social media, it's SEO, it's pay-per-click. Just real quick, how should you balance all that effort?
The foundation starts with the website because that's what everything flows through. And then you need to look at the different ways that consumers get educated and find your website. So first is the search engine optimization. So that's when somebody goes out there to Bing or to Google or Yahoo or one of the other smaller search engines and just looks in what's called the organic or free search area. So you want your site to show as high as possible for the keywords that are most important to your business. And search engine optimization provides that. And then when you go beyond that, there's multiple different tools to drive consumers through your site. Some may be pay-per-click advertising, such as Google AdWords. Something that is much more prominent today is retargeting, both website and search retargeting, where you're staying in front of that consumer as they go out onto the web and into social media. You continue to push your ads in front of them. And then directories are very important. You know, there's hundreds and hundreds of directories where consumers can go to find flooring retailers, and making sure that you're registered, your information is correct, and you've got as good a possible listing and as high a priority as possible is extremely important. So there's a myriad of different ways to drive traffic through your website and into your store.
Okay, Jay, I mean, obviously you're an expert. I think people should give you a shout if they're looking into improving what they're doing in this area. Again, I've been talking to Jay Flynn, who's VP of Sales and Marketing with Creating Your Space, about the emphasis you should put on digital marketing. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.